In the news, Chinese state media say former security chief Zhou Yongkang has been sentenced to life in prison after a secret trial. The Xinhua News Agency reported Thursday that a court in Tianjin found him guilty of corruption, abuse of power, and disclosing government secrets. Mr. Zhou has not been seen in public since October 2013. He was not charged with a crime until April of this year. Xinhua said the trial took place on May 22nd and that the former official admitted guilt. It also said that he does not plan to appeal the ruling. There was no public access to the trial, and the ruling took many by surprise. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has urged the Ukrainian people to move from demanding change to helping to create it. Samantha Power spoke to a large crowd gathered at a cultural center in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, Thursday. She expressed U.S. support for the country's government and reforms demanded by society. She said the work is far from complete, although some progress has been made. She said far too many reforms have been written but not carried out. She urged Ukrainians to remain engaged. The U.S. military chief said Thursday the United States is considering several locations to train and advise Iraqi troops. The U.S. already is preparing to open a new base in Anbar province with 450 American military advisors. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke to reporters in Naples, Italy, where he is meeting with U.S. commanders. The U.S. plans to deploy the new advisors within 6 to 8 weeks to help train Iraqi ground troops. A 3-person crew has returned to Earth after more than 6 months on the International Space Station. A Soyuz space capsule carrying the crew landed in Kazakhstan Thursday. The 3 crew members represent the Russian, U.S., and European space agencies. They arrived at the International Space Station on November 24, 2014, and started research work. NASA says they orbited almost 84 million miles during their 199 days on the station. Now, words in the news. Disclose, verb, to make something known to the public. Engaged, adjective, busy with some activity. Orbit, verb, the curved path that something such as a moon or satellite follows as it goes around something else, such as a planet.